Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Sadiq, you come too. You're tied up.
Fucking coward. We just left him.
The way I look at it is, my boss is fighting my business partner. I can't win. Let him fight it out. Whoever wins, I'm still in business.
You idiot.
You understand.
Not being there was the only way to lose. If you were there and it fought on either side, you could have tipped the balance. Could have made it. You
true.
Could have been there. You could have won. You could still be in Skullhead. Now you will forever be a pariah. Where will you go?
You see, that's a good question. I was thinking Sunktown.
Sunktown?
They're weak.
They're a shithole.
Divided. I mean, we could clean it up. And plus, it'd only really be a base of operations for raiding anyway. I mean, we stay in the water most of the time. Look, Sadiq, your notions of honor aside, if I was that big of a jerk, I would have killed you. I bandaged you up. You're gonna be okay. I'm not interested in hurting anyone.
What are you going to do with me? Will you let me go?
That's a good question. I mean, you, let's put it this way. You came after me, I defended myself, but I did not kill you. You're Ricardo's right-hand man. Maybe that gets us back into his good graces.
Will not be enough.
Or we could keep you as a hostage and extort some money. You know how that works.
I will kill myself before I allow that.
That's why I've got your hands tied behind your back.
My head is not restrained.
Actually, it kind of is. It gets you tied to a chair and tied up pretty good.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I could swallow my tongue. I've heard tales of this. I've not tried it myself.
All right, Sadiq. While I believe you, the result of that will be us prying your mouth open and cutting your tongue out, which I really don't want to do. I don't like blood all that much.
You could let me go?
I could. Once I get what I want. I'm a reasonable man.
What do you want?
To keep doing business. Make a little scratch. You know, a little jingle. For my men here.
Not for yourself. They are not a means to an end.
You see, you're all ambitious people over there at Skullhead. You talk about, you know, leadership and loyalty and all the rest of that. Me, I just want to raid a little with my buddies. Pick up people who can't really fight back. Make what I need to survive. It was a good gig over in Skullhead. If that's over, it's over. I have a feeling Ricard will want my people back. There's a bunch of us.
He will want your boats back.
Oh, well, that would be under condition, wouldn't it?
Yes. It'll be over your dead body.
See, I can't have that. Which is why I need you and all the other bargaining chips I can have.
Would like to read a person, or
go
perhaps
ahead.
A sitch. I think I would like to read a sitch.
Okay.
Woo!
I know it.
What are your questions?
Boxcars. Ooh. What should I be on the lookout for?
Hey, Absinthe, where are you?
Well, actually, what I wanted to do was, and this is actually what I wanted to do back then, was after I do donuts for a while, when I see whether they've, like, left or gone somewhere else, I kind of want to follow them. Because it looks like shit's ruined.
Yeah. That might be, yeah, keep an eye out for
the owners of the other boats.
Yeah, somebody might have an opinion about that.
All right. Which enemy is most vulnerable to me? If any.
I think Rice, being a reasonable person, might be vulnerable to you in that sense. The idea that you might be able to talk him into something.
Mm-hmm. And what is my base escape route?
You might be able to, like, hop the chair off into the water, or you might be able to talk him into a deal that gets you free. Either of those things are... It just depends on what you'd rather deal with. Rice or the gators?
Rice, if I give you my assurance that I will not escape, will you untie me?
No!
You know my word.
What are you insane? Look, you...
My word is iron. I have never been duplicitous in any of my business transactions.
I like you better in that chair. You're too tall in person. One of the things that happens is as you come around the island, you see Doe and Clarion being untied by Rakara's dudes. Rakara, would you have just let them keep their boats?
They may need your boats.
So Clarion's like,
I'm happy to compensate you for them.
Done.
A business
man,
I see.
We're good, right? Right, Doug? We're good? I'm just glad that I'm not dead. White says as you come around the corner, they're still alive. Oh god. Oh god, they're still alive.
Man, that's good news. I was worried for a minute there. Alright, let's check it out, White. I like shooting things, and those guys kinda pissed me off. I haven't gotten in a naval battle with my new boat yet, and that was like my chance. But anyways, do you wanna be here? Or do you wanna be chasing down those assholes? Because I didn't want to damage our boats, but you know,
well, they might be tied up here for a bit. Okay, why don't we go kick some ass?
Okay, and how about you, little fucker? The safe road? Or the...
I want to fight.
Okay. All right. You remember Big John, then.
He crawls out, climbs up on the... Oh, this is so cool.
And I yell to Char,
Clarion, Doe! We're
like
hunting assholes!
You had some, like, useless
unemployed
about kid doing something.
Alright, so, Rakara, you're getting... What is your plan at this point?
Away.
Well, it seems Sadiq's left with Rice. I can't say I understand entirely. Rice is a squirrely bastard, but you know, I don't think he'd double cross me. Anyways, let's get a posse together. I've just bought some boats.
Wait, hey, bought? You've rented. You've rented the use of the boats.
Sure, but I'm not liable if they get blown up.
He kind of, like, says this to you. I'll make you a deal. You compensate me for the cost of the boats if they get blown up. And you can use them... Heck, you can take them into battle. I think you're insane.
I was already going to.
Well, then it's all above board, then, and legal.
Sounds like a deal.
Alright, man, off.
Yeah, so... I guess I've...
White's gang
fine.
Piles out into the shore, and you have a bunch of little speedboats and wave runners and a sort of a big cargo ship.
Oh, nice. So, yeah, I guess...
Bring
I'll
it back! Because we're here. In your place.
Yeah. Don't wreck it up too bad.
We usually don't. Behave yourselves, guys. He kind of looks over at you. Twice!
Hi.
Do you still have that cute guy... Balls? Damn it.
No.
Oh, I'm so sorry. He comes over and gives you a big hug.
I, like, cry on his shoulder a little bit. And...
Hey, I know it's kind of an unreasonable thing to ask, but, you're the only one around here with a clue as to what's going on. Can you... show my men where they can have a good time tonight? With the reduced staffing and all, I assume, with the giant battle fleet and everything.
I'm sure I can set something up.
So, yeah, you and your men, and Sadiq's men, and Norville as well?
I'd like to.
Yeah, Norville as well, that you guys all mount up. You've got your gang, you've got your posse, and you're going. However, Absinthe, you're faster. You get the one boat, and yeah. And you come up from a stand of sort of swamp trees, like mangrove-type trees, and you see Rice's whole fleet, which is somewhat diminished in number between you and everyone else, heading in what seems to you to be the direction of Skullhead. Or Suntown, rather.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
I want to read a sitch.
You do that.
Hey, I read a sitch successfully. With a 9. And I want to ask... which enemy is most vulnerable to me?
There's a few boats that are sort of stragglers. You could probably pick them off before anybody, especially with Ellie, before anyone got wind of what was going on.
Okay.
Back to you. Where did we leave off?
I was tied to a chair and you were not letting me just go.
Yeah, he prefers you sitting down. You're tall in person. So, you got any bright ideas?
Says who?
Rice.
Yes.
That don't involve letting you go immediately.
Ooh, that is a hard one. Well, how about this? You could probably sell me back to Rikara in exchange for him not killing you.
Or I could just not go back to Skullhead and he wouldn't kill me, and then I'd still have you.
I suspect Rikara would be coming to look for me. He would probably not stop until he retrieves me or avenges me, depending on how I'm doing. Does that make sense? Do you want Rikara following you wherever you go? I bet it wouldn't cost very much to get a couple of hitmen to look for you for a good 5 years. Especially not to a man like Rikara. Makes quite a bit of money.
And at this point, he looks back and he's like, "What happened? Oh my god.
Oh, was that what I was talking about just now?"
You pick off a few of the straggler, the drivers of the straggling boats. And then Rice is like, And his boat comes around and comes through the pack, and the whole formation starts to turn around. What do? You can see Sadiq tied up in the lead boat.
I know that guy. I don't have any strong opinions about him, though. I don't know. He did try and kill Fuse, so I generally approve. Alright. What do you guys think? Should we charge him?
I don't know. There's a lot of them.
I don't know. I've got a lead foot. all right. Gonna go for it. I'm going to go aggro.
Seize by force.
Yep. All right. I'm driving straight for the flagship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, little fucker. Fire as soon as you see the whites of their eyes, or maybe sooner. Fire as soon as you think you're in range.
How far does this thing shoot?
Just start firing.
I don't know.
Why don't you test it?
It's close.
No, roll your seize by force.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the
reading bonus.
You get a assist reading bonus because you did the thing. You picked off some of the force before they could turn around.
And it's +2 instead of +1.
I know. And you get +2 hard for your boat too, right?
Yeah. So I'm all the way up to +3.
Are you hard minus one? Oh, you are.
I sure am. All right. 11.
Woo! Pick 3.
I want to impress, dismay, or frighten my enemy. I want to suffer little harm, and I want to inflict terrible harm.
How well can you swim, Sadiq?
Pretty well when I have my arms and legs.
You probably have your legs, right?
Yeah. So...
Is this a chair that is wooden?
Well, I'm going to say you're only under fire.
The fire is water?
No, the fire is fire.
Why is the fire never water?
It is a four. There is a theme here.
Man, Sadiq.
3 4s in a row.
Newton.
All with different bonuses.
God damn it, Newton. Newton.
Boom, boom, boom. And the boat jerks a little as Big John Wuyu, which you've modified, fires. You said take a little harm?
Yeah.
How much armor does your boat have?
The boat has 2 armor and +1 armor for me being a daredevil, I assume. Making poor decisions.
That's true. That's more than enough to soak the gang attacking you, which is convenient. Is it 3 4 3 2 1? Ooh, okay. I'm just doing a little math in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone takes one harm, it should be Newton getting hit in the face by the Big John. That's my bet.
Like father, like son.
I think your boat takes one harm, which is just cosmetic damage.
Mm-hmm.
So describe how your boat gets dinged up as they shoot at you.
I think... blows out the windshield, which was not really much there in the first place, but blows that out, and probably their strafing leaves a bunch of holes in the armor plates on the top of my boat. Maybe yep. Knocks off some of the ramming spikes.
Alright, so
very well.
They're shooting at you, but your thing is super up armored, and the bullets are mostly digging off. The windshield shatters. You can hear. You can see like one of the ramming spikes fragments as a bullet hits it, and when you're in range, Newton fires. The whole boat jerks back, and the lead boat with rice in it explodes.
Shit, little fucker, you are amazing.
He's just like,
what a disappointment. We win. That's a psychic whisper across the maelstrom.
So the body you're on explodes.
Seems pretty awesome to me.
So do you. The thing about it is that it's the gas tank explodes, and so the floor that you're at actually lifts up, throwing you into the water. You land head down, bobbing. And the chair is made of wood, so it floats. So your head is stuck underwater. You see one guy get blown apart, another guy gets tossed into the water. You see the chair that guy is tied to get tossed off into the drink. All of a sudden, White's like come up and he's got a machine gun and he's like shooting, you know, a couple of guys get hit, another boat, a plume of smoke goes up from another boat. But when they see that the flagship boat has, you said it pressed dismay or did
yeah.
you? Yeah. They just basically they scatter to the winds. No one wants to stay and fight now that Rice's boat's been blown up.
I wanna go Arab fishing.
That is ridiculous. There can't be no Arab fish. They cannot pray.
Wait, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Well, Arab is an ethnicity.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Look, man, I do not know very much about this. This big fucker was telling me about my old religion. I'm very confused right now. And he kissed me.
You
didn't. He tried to.
Pull up next to the upside down bobbing chair. It's you're starting to run out of air, and then all of a sudden you see one of those giant eyeless crocodiles burst out of the water, its jaws wide open. What do you do?
I'm trying to fish him out faster.
You're acting under fire, and the fire is the alligator. The crocodile gets him.
9.
I'll assist. I help.
So you're kicking your legs as hard as you can.
Oh god.
the jaw snaps shut and so you've got this guy tied up in a chair sideways on your deck. He looks waterlogged. What do you do?
Hey, I recognize you. And Balls was supposed to be keeping you safe. So I figured I probably, you know, since you survived the explosion, I figured I should fish you out. As a favor to Balls, at least.
I appreciate that, though I had the situation under control.
Look like you had the situation under control. I guess I'll just, you know, leave you to it.
Well, that is not necessary. I'm quite comfortable here. Give me a moment.
I untie the guy.
You are without your sword. Where were you all going?
Well, Rice was going to Sunktown.
Sunktown, why?
Well, he cowardly abandoned Rakara to a grand fight and was trying to take over Sunktown. Perhaps set up base there.
Is that why he stole our boats?
He probably would have stolen your boats one way or another.
Well, I'm glad he's dead.
Can I perhaps get a ride back to Skullhead?
Back to Skullhead? Want to go back to Skullhead?
I guess, as long as, you know, they're not going to shoot me. I just casually pull up in Skullhead, right? Uh-huh. And then a bunch of yachts start, like, shooting at me. They're trying to steal my boys' boats.
But then you saw,
Yeah, I mean, I blew them up now.
Wait.
What?
The sky is not clear yet. I can't return home yet. I must go back to Sunktown. They may yet require my assistance.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
I do not have any money on me right now, but I could make it worth your while. I am a rich man back in Skullhead, and I will stop performing that maneuver.
What maneuver?
It is a perverted owl, do not worry.
Oh, okay. Perverted owl. But, anyways, yeah. You know, riches about my middling dreams sounds pretty good.
Don't get too excited.
Yeah, a couple barter.
Yeah, we're starting to get...
Pay me back for gas.
Yeah, I think perhaps that one.
All right,
so down.
And so you've gone back to the lab to strap three
she
in.
She was on the slab.
And also Norman.
And I think myself, too.
Okay. So, yeah, that's a thing. It's going to take you a little while to get it all set up, because you've got to rejigger some of the equipment, so it's going to take time. But an alarm sounds. Your walkie-talkie goes... Beep, 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 beep,
yeah, what
beep.
Is it?
It's Rourke. You're not going to like this.
Of course not. Alarms are going off. We don't have a, hey, it's an ice cream and social alarm.
Eliza.
Can we have one of those? That would be amazing.
Maybe
stop screwing around. The Mountain King is here.
Three little kettle. Can you guys see to this for a little bit while I go try and avoid more bloodshed here?
It's not going to get done if you're not here to do it. But
okay.
But no, you can go topside if you want. It's like they don't know they want to talk, boss.
Fuck it, I'll do it. I'll go. I'm out.
How long a time are we talking to get the machine fixed?
Hours.
So
to get it set up for three people.
Yeah, so no way we can do it while they hold them off.
Oh, you can, no, you some, remember, some town is fairly well fortified. You can hold them off.
I used to have a sheet with how defended they are, but something happened to it.
Oh.
Is it still around somewhere? Is it still on the hocus sheet, perhaps?
Yeah, it should be around here somewhere.
Work?
Oh,
think
I got
can...
it, I got it here. So, Sunktown, plus, they get plus 2 armor for defending. Small gang. I think by default, small gang has. Small, unruly, 4 harm, 1 armor. So they're gonna have a total of 3 armor. But the Mountain King is bringing.
Mm-hmm.
Force.
Well, now. Yeah, I guess I haven't. Like, my gang is. Medium, 2 harm.
Okay.
2 armor.
2 armor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right, yeah. Because
I've kind of combined the 2.
You combined that all. Actually, that's just as good for you.
Okay.
Alright.
Can you hold them off for a while, Rourke?
What? I think we should consider other strategic options. You're going to need to roll leadership. You have leadership,
okay,
right?
Okay, yeah. Such as?
Perhaps surrender. I mean, I'm sure we can hold them off, but I'm not sure this is winnable.
Leadership is...
hard.
That'll be a 7. Then.
So you get to hold what? You have the leadership move over there, right?
Duncan?
Leadership move. What does she get on a 7?
On a 7, hold 1. Make hard advance. Stand strong against hard advance. Make an organized retreat. Show mercy. Fight and die to the last.
I think this is stand... I think you're probably going to have to spend 1 to have him stand strong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
so, the alarms are going off. You hear gunfire from topside. They are...
they are they've and the gunfire picks up after a while, like they're manning their posts and they're starting to, you know.
I will work faster than.
Yeah, all right. And so you wanted to go topside and check things out. All right.
Basically, the way that this works is, you have two large office buildings, and the basically Rourke's men have set up in what used to be
Mercer's Tower,
and Gnarly's men have set up in what used to be Found's Tower, and because that's where they're familiar, and they're at the windows basically, and they're using the buildings as cover. And arrayed out in the swamp is a flotilla of boats, and they're flying tall flags with a red cross on a white field. And the boats have all been painted white.
Oh, good, it's medics.
Oh,
for the Swiss.
Oh, shit.
Swiss medics!
They got halberds, man.
Yeah.
Watch out.
And they've sort of taken up in a circling position out in the swamp, but they're not coming, you know, too close. Every once in a while you can see a bullet take a little chunk of plaster out of the side of one of the buildings, or you see a plume of smoke going up from the fleet out there, but you're having to sort of stay sort of back a bit to keep from getting shot at. So what do you want to do?
Well, I guess I'd like, are they close enough that I could read the sitch?
Oh, you totally read the sitch.
Nine.
Okay. Can you mark for that if it's relevant?
I think so. Or is it? It may not be, actually. It is! Which enemy is most vulnerable to me?
Well, I hate to say none of them right now. I would say that the first person to come ashore is certainly the most vulnerable. But that's not going to happen for a while.
I have a long distance crowbar.
First person to come ashore is going to get a face full of big fucker.
Yeah.
Are you closer with Rourke's guys or Gnarly's guys?
Rourke's.
Rourke actually motions to you from the doorway of the building that his dudes are in.
Yeah.
Things don't look good. There's too many of them out there.
Is that awkward?
We can hold them off for a while, but what's going on? What's going on down there?
Some big thing. People are going in the machine. They found a little kettle.
Well, that's good. Kettle will be happy.
Yeah. He
actually flips up his visor. He's almost as tall as you, but not quite. He says to you, I didn't really want to go down with the ship. I mean, the whole point of me doing what I do is to protect the people I care about. There's no point doing that if we all die. Push comes to shove, I don't think we're going to fight till the last man.
I'm going to evacuate.
Not yet.
You know, we could always call in for reinforcements.
From?
You know, you're going to punch me in the face, but... You know, Zeke? Skullhead.
You might want to... Fucking hyenas.
Yeah, but against the Mountain King... You know.
How do you propose we call for help?
I don't know. I'm sure
point,
there's someone powerful who could get in.
Absinthe. Absinthe. You clear the thick sort of growth.
Mm-hmm.
You hear the gunfire long before you get to Sungtown.
Mm-hmm.
I assume you're gonna keep Head on, absinthe.
Look, hey, Sadiq. On fire. Are we still on for this?
More than ever. But I am without my sword. Do you perhaps have something like that around here? Maybe a knife?
I don't know. I rummage around. I don't usually carry a sword.
White's got a pair of wicked machetes that he carries on his belt. He's like, she trusts you can have this.
That's racist.
I will not fail you. I will return this blade to you.
Thanks.
Are you ready to die?
No! What the fuck?
And then you stab him.
I just said I vouched for you.
Not from me, of course. But you see, there are a large number of men here.
So who do you think is... What do you think is going on?
Cannot tell.
Reading a sitch?
Yes, I'm reading a sitch.
What do you get?
I got a 7. So, okay.
The fuck is going on?
That's one of the questions. It's from the batters. It's you catch glimpses between the trees. It's obviously the Mountain King, and he's come in force.
Okay. What part of? I can't really make a custom question, can I?
No, you can't.
Not unless you advance the move.
Yep.
Nope.
Not roll a 7.
Not roll a 7, yes.
Which enemy is the biggest threat?
The Mountain King.
Oh, I see him.
No, but you see his boat. It's huge and real heavily armored. And it's got a freaking cannon on it.
Well, Ebsen, that's where we're going.
Okay.
We can rout them if we kill their king.
This is going to... Charging the Mountain King is suicide. There might be a better way. This is MC telling you. You could do that.
Yeah.
Begin with it.
Look, Sadiq, I can drive you around, but today's not the day I'm gonna die.
You got to die someday.
You look like shit.
Fuck you.
You've got like bandages all over you. What are you gonna do? Like your face is in a sling.
It is better than if I have no bandages at all.
Yeah. How is that true?
If I had no bandages, I would have bled to death.
He's got a point.
Yeah, okay.
He does look pretty bad.
But
look, if you want to die,
that
you'll have plenty of opportunity.
Like,
then what do you suggest?
We could wait for them to be engaged with Songtown. Right? Wait till they roll up on Songtown. Then we roll up on them. We could pick off some boats from the back. What? Look, I can drive you to Songtown. And then...
I like that sniper rifle you have over there.
You want to borrow it?
I would love to borrow it.
I do need it back, though.
If you shoot from here, eventually they're going to notice and come after you, and there's a lot of them.
How close can you get me to this Mountain King?
What are we about at the tree line? Right now?
Yeah, and he's not actually out invisible. I mean, he's probably in his... He's in the vehicle.
Yeah, this is like a tank.
Yeah, this is a boat bigger and more heavily armored than yours.
Well, we need...
One's like a speedboat that's heavily armored.
Yeah, this is like a yacht that's heavily armored.
I feel terrible for saying this, but we will need to wait for when their men are routed and the Mountain King will leave, believing that he is safe. He will come to claim their heads, and that is when we will strike.
Oh, wait until he crushes Songtown. I'm not going to wait for that.
We could drive for him now.
Will you go ashore and help defend the town?
That's
and then we leave our boat around back, and we gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I knew I stuck around with you.
And you can go kill yourself if you want, and we'll help out Absent's old buddies.
Yep.
And my father and mother and sister.
Nope. No, we'll help them too. Just kidding. So yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Alright. Does this thing detach?
Ostensibly, yes. Here. Yeah, just grab that screwdriver over there. Mm-hmm. And then, remove the swivel mount thing. Yeah.
Can I use this, or do you want to use this?
Huh. You don't need Ellie, right? You're gonna go, like, machete some bitches once we're on dry land.
I rather like guns.
Yeah, well, they'll have plenty of guns in some town. I assume. Some Egyptians believe.
We shall see.
Yeah, you can use it. That's like little fucker, Big John, go together.
Just tell me what to do and I'll do it.
Alright, well, wait until we're stopped.
Okay.
Alright.
I like this little fucker, the gunslinger. So you do that, you come around the back of the island, and yeah, I mean, there's so much shooting that nobody notices one little boat. Meanwhile, down in the bowels of Sunk Town, work is going apace. Three is helping. Norman is just kind of playing with his body. At one point, he looks down and he's like, "Do you mind if I... I'm just gonna go down for a bit. I'll be back." Well, I've never had one of these before. And then, up above, a bank of clouds is starting to roll in. Rikara. No, this is even better. After a bit, the mountain king's men make their first push towards the shore. They send out a bunch of their smaller boats, there's a lot of gunfire traded. Your side takes some casualties, their side takes some casualties, but they're pushed back. You get radio reports from Rourke and from Gnarly, with very different tenor. Absinthe, what are you doing?
You guys are doing great.
What are you doing? I'm sorry.
Figure me and little fucker climb up on the barricades, or...
Well, there aren't any... People are actually taking shelter in the buildings.
Okay.
Like they're firing out of the windows and stuff like that, basically. Because they're big concrete, you know, office...
No, go find Rourke's team.
Concrete and steel. Okay. Rourke and Big Fucker are on the ground floor. Rourke has a very large gun and is not the normal riot gun that he carries, but he's got a high powered rifle, and he's taking shots at the Mountain King's people out the window. Well, I guess you're just waiting.
No, I probably... Well, I mean, if I could find a gun, I would try to use
it.
Oh,
yeah, no, never mind. Then you have a gun. Because
I'm not stupid.
You find a rifle. They've gotten you a rifle, and you're also firing out the window. And Newton walks in. Dad?
Hey, you are shooting a gun. And Absinthe. And...
He's not shooting me.
Well, I know. What? Just hugging you. But I'm gonna hug my... And then I'm gonna hug Newton.
And White's like, "What, none for me? Come here." I don't even know you.
Awkward hug! That's like my third one of the day. Okay. Can he shoot this thing now?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I gave him permission.
I guess I'm asking, should I smack him for holding your gun?
No. Nah.
Okay, we're good.
He'd blow up a boat.
Yeah. Yeah, he can shoot it very successfully. He blew up a flagship.
Good. I'm proud of you. Good. All right. Can you guys shoot things with us?
That's what we're here for.
All right. What should they shoot?
That big thing that's up another range here. You can use that when they come ashore, but take one of these instead. And he hands Newton an assault rifle. Find a window. Just try to. Anyone starts coming forward, shoot at them. Don't use too many bullets. We don't have a whole lot of bullets.
It's gonna be great. Any orcs with ladders come up, just kick them right off.
Yeah.
You see a trail of smoke and fire come from the one of the lead boats in the Mountain King's armada. And boom! And then everything shakes, and there's a giant explosion above you in the current building. You feel the ground shake a little bit down where you are. Dust rains down from the ceiling a little bit. There's, you know, you can see chunks of concrete falling down.
Missile thingies.
Mill comes scrambling down the steps, and she's like, "Mill's still alive, right?"
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, I saved her.
Okay, good. And she says, like, "They've taken out half of the top two floors. We've got casualties all over the place. Somebody's gonna help me get them down."
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So you and Mill head up, and you bring down. There's two people. One of them's lost. One of them's your leg is torn off. Another one is unconscious and bleeding from an ear. Some sort of traumatic brain injury or whatever. It's a mess up there. It's like Rourke's like.
I doubt they have another one of those. They were probably just saving it.
I feel like those are kind of things you buy in bulk usually, right?
How many of those things do you think are left?
Well, what?
It's been 50 years since the war at the end.
Yeah, but I mean, like, if I was going to get one of those, I'd get at least two. I mean, what have you missed with the first one? Oh, we're supposed to be optimistic right now. They definitely only have
one. Just shoot.
All right.
Rikara, you hear gunfire over the roar of the engines.
Noble, I know I've asked a lot of you today. The Mountain King is at our doorstep.
Well, I think he's at their doorstep.
He's at it's their doorstep and off. They're at our doorstep.
Yeah.
Will you keep going with me?
Like I got a choice.
You've got a choice. Everyone has a choice. If you want to turn back now, we can, but we'll have to fight them here.
Do you know something, boss? With all the fighting today, I still haven't killed anyone yet.
I'll take that as a yes. All right, men. We're going to save Sunktown. Funny as that sounds.
Murmuring and like, seriously? All right. Sure. You're still a ways off.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, down in the basement, things are happening.
All right,
that's what Eliza. Story is.
You finally got the damn thing rigged up.
Center of that.
All right, let's turn it on. Time is a wasting.
So you get into it. Well, okay. Roll your augury.
I
No.
That is a 7.
Well, choose wisely.
I think we're reaching through the world psychic maelstrom to something connected to it. And it's going to be stable and contained, no bleeding.
What are the three things you don't get?
It'll persist for a while without you actively maintaining it. It reaches deep into the world psychic maelstrom, and it reaches broadly throughout the world psychic maelstrom.
I think it's probably better to go deep, if that's all right with you.
Okay.
Because you're going to need to reach it. It's far. Okay. You see you find yourself, all three of you, sitting on this plane. So, here's what you see. You see you. Three is that sort of spindly robotic thing. And Norman is, it's strange, because Norman is just, it's like this sort of metallic skeleton, which was or figure, which is sort of like, it looks like a cheap robot, basically, which was Little Fucker.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's something growing, like something sort of like electronic growing all over it, like a half-assimilated Borg or something like that, starting at the head.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's two sort of dark black wavering eyes, you know, in the eye sockets, where you sort of recognize that sort of fluttering, indistinct shape that Norman was, you know, when you saw it, the other day. Three is sort of... Three looks scared, but she's got her eyes closed, and she's sort of humming sort of tunelessly to herself. And you look up, and the basically what you've done in this mode is you remember that space elevator pillar thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now it looks like this super reinforced tower, and there is an elevator waiting for you guys, just sort of an open air, you know, waiting for you right there on the side of the tower. At the ground level.
Have you seen the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy movie?
Yes.
You remember when Slarty Bart Fast is taking Arthur Dent through the construction of the New Earth, and they're on that little, like, it's like a box this big with just rails, and there's just like these really long...
Yep. Well, you can do that, yeah, except it's a vertical rail.
Yeah.
You can go up the side of the space elevator. All right. Norman turns to you and is like, so this is it?
Unless you got a better idea.
Three? You ready? I'm ready.
Let's do it.
Up above, the Mountain King's men... So you walk in, you step up to the elevator, press the button, and thing lurches and starts to rise faster and faster and faster into the sky. Up above, the Mountain King's men are making a new advance. And this time they're leading with their big, heavily armored ships. And bullets are ricocheting off the armor, and, you know, you see chips of concrete flying off of the buildings, you know, where you are. And this time they make it to shore with only a few casualties. And the Mountain King's men start spilling out onto shore. This is the point also at which Rikara finally breaks into the clearing. Rikara and his entire, you know, fleet break into the clearing surrounding Sunktown.
Mm-hmm.
So, Rikara, what are you doing?
I want to read the situation.
Okay.
Four.
The Mountain King has landed. They're appears to be people sort of spilling into Sunk Town. You can't get there in time to prevent them from fully going ashore at this point.
Alright. Well, then I look for a safe landing area.
You do that. You gonna land your man?
Yep.
Alright. Big Fucker and, who else is here? Absinthe, Big Fucker, and,
Sadiq. And
Sadiq.
Oh, I'm not in that tower.
What? What?
I am not in that tower.
Oh, you're gonna go out into the street and start fighting?
My hope was to lay low in the building, try to work my way to a building close to the landing area, and watch for when the Mountain King disembarks.
Okay. So, the Mountain King's, you assume the Mountain King is the Mountain King's boat, is pulled up, and guys are just streaming out of all these boats, like, you know, I won't even have you act under fire necessarily. I think that in the confusion you can sort of sneak up to close to there. And the Mountain King, the front of the Mountain King's boat opens up, and this just massive man, big fucker size but broader, in what looks like he's wearing armor that was made out of a car, and he walks out. And he is wielding the biggest maul you have ever seen a human carry. But he's, you know, surrounded by guys with assault rifles. Also fairly well armored.
Hmm.
Do you like?
I never liked him. He's fine. He's fine.
Is there something you want to do?
I want to wait until he becomes engaged in combat.
Okay.
Perhaps if he could wish to use his weapon, he would be more vulnerable to me. Also, if I could see if I could find a weakness in his armor.
Nice. He's...
Doesn't look like it.
He's just a monster. I can't even, mm-hmm. You know... He's exactly what you would expect a guy like that to look like. And then some. You could still challenge him to single combat. I don't know if it would work. How do you feel about another character dying?
I think I will pray on this.
Okay. Yeah. Opening your brain.
I have a 9.
Okay. I know what your maelstrom looks like. So, the guys coming ashore, they just look like sort of like alabaster statues.
Mm-hmm.
The script running around them is different. They're alabaster statues with red writing, and that red writing is in Latin, although you don't recognize it. I like it. Yeah. And the sort of the cross motif is visible even in the maelstrom. The Mountain King himself is the Colossus of yore bestriding Sunk Town.
I have not heard of that Colossus.
Once you see it, you know, though, and that's the important thing. In the maelstrom, he is 20 feet tall. And made of solid rock, with this red running Latin inscription all over it.
Man,
shit. So I think while we're here, did you just advance or what did you get?
Merciless plus one harm.
Convenient.
You weren't looking at visions of death.
No.
That
is ridiculous.
Who has the visions of death? This is... Oh,
Liza.
Do you want to roll that now?
Sure. That could be terrible, but I'll go ahead.
No.
I'm kind of involved in this battle.
He's fine.
7. So, name one NPC who will live or die. I think the Mountain King is going to die.
No, this is not your battle. That's not your battle. Your battle is three, Norman, and the thing in the sky. Those are your options.
Then I think three is going to live.
Okay.
Oh, good. Thank you, Yanni. I really appreciate that. Let's get some excitement going on here. Oh, wonderful.
So, beautiful.
I have not lied to my child.
Well, you had no way of making that true.
So I got some good news, three. You're not going to die today.
But you might become an Eldritch Horror.
Oh, that's unlikely.
It's fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. Everybody relax.
So, all right. So we just had you shitting your pants.
Praying. In a kneeling... sort of squatting position.
It's just a great way to hide that you're shitting your pants, isn't it?
He's ridiculous.
Big fucker. So the Mountain King's men are coming ashore, and like a squad of them basically bursts through the door into the room where you guys are in.
First son who's in, if I can.
You read that sitch.
Yep. 11.
Who else is there with you? Okay. Pick three.
The first one, the second one, and the third one.
I take little harm, I inflict terrible harm, and I impress, dismay, you know.
Bitch. So I think we're actually supposed to be picking one of those three, because it's impress, dismay, or...
Yeah, that's terrifying. What I think he gets to choose.
Yeah, that's
what I mean.
That's,
I'm giving
that's
him
me.
The choice, yeah.
Describe how you dispatch them, and make this...
He walks through the door, and I want to say he walks into the butt of my rifle. I'm just kind of like...
Yeah, so he comes through the door, and you cave in the front of his face. And he goes down, and there's still guys behind him. You want to just come? You can keep going at this point. Let's see, at least three harm. They're not that well armed, but you've got him by surprise. Yeah. I want to say that you basically murder your way through the first two of the four guys. And I think Rasputin is in effect now.
Mm-hmm.
So you are actually not going to take any harm, but make the harm move to zero harm anyways.
Okay.
I think that's right. Because you take a little harm, and raise it down to two. No, I think you don't have any armor, do you?
I think I have one armor.
Oh, you actually have one armor now?
Yeah, it's from Bulldog.
No, you have one armor from Rasputin.
Oh,
you take a little arm, and then you...
Well, I also have always had one armor.
Oh, you have one armor. Oh, okay, good. Then you take zero harm, but then, you know, so that's on a 10 plus on the harm move, that's not good.
Lovely.
Well, you probably won't... There are worse fates to befall a character.
It's, no, I know.
No, you know what? I
could be face down in the drink.
You know, you can only Rasputin so hard. You actually end up taking a lot of bullets before you kill the first. Like, you kill the first guy, the second guy shoots you, you kill him, the other guy stabs you with his bayonet, looks it up at you, and is like, oh shit. Turns around, just drops the gun and runs away. So the last two guys flee, but you actually end up taking a harm.
Okay.
Okay, you're at six. Rourke comes out after you, and he's got his riot gun now. And so he comes after you, and Newton also piles out. And you were in there too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you want to keep sniping from in here, or did you want to come out?
I'll keep sniping from in here.
Keep sniping from in here. So you're just picking guys off as they run up, as they run down the And then, so you, Rourke, and Newton are out in the street in a running battle now.
Okay.
A few of Gnarly's men have also piled out of that building and are starting to fight in the streets. It's probably dumb to do, but what are you going to do? People are aggressive.
Everybody else is doing it. Why can't we?
Rikara, you land on the sort of on the side of the island. Your men start to pile out as well. You get a large gang, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, are you ordering them to just engage? Oh, roll leadership.
Yeah.
That's the thing you do. Uh-oh. What happens on a botched leadership roll?
It's bad. Your gang turns on you.
What actually is that?
That number?
Yeah.
Six.
Did you read a sitch?
I read a sitch earlier.
What did it tell you? Do you remember?
No, I failed to read a sitch earlier.
Oh, you failed to read a sitch earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, that's too bad. Okay, well,
Hey, it's...
And there's no other players with you. It's a miss. I miss the... You're what?
On a miss, your gang turns on you or tries to hand you over to your enemy.
Oh, actually, this is pretty hot. You get on shore and you call a charge, and all of a sudden you feel the muzzle of a rifle in your back, and Norville behind you says, "I said I didn't kill. I haven't killed anyone yet today. I'd rather it wasn't you, but if need be." Why don't we go talk to the Mountain King?
So, was it you all along, Norville? Was it always you?
You'd like to know that, wouldn't you? Come on, let's go.
I would. And I guess I'm walking in front of the barrel of a gun.
Yeah, you are. So your guys, basically, there's a sign of parley, and one of Norville's men, you know, raises a stick with a flag with a parley flag on it, and you head over to they start marching you over basically towards where the Mountain King's boats have landed. Meanwhile, you're up above the world now. You can actually see the curvature of the horizon, and you're passing through the clouds, but there's still kind of a hole, so you can sort of see, and they're even starting to thin out, and you're coming up above it, and you can see that this satellite thing, and it's gradually moving. It's gradually moving, you know, over towards you. And Three's like, "Oh my god, that's it, isn't it?
That's what we have to stop."
"Well, how do we do it?"
"I was hoping you'd have a better idea." Is there any evidence of damage?
There's a whole part of it that's like dented in and pieces. Like, there's actually in space near it. There's just pieces of like debris spinning. You know what I mean?
Would reading a sitch be?
Yes, please.
All right. That is 7.
What's your question?
What should I be on the lookout for?
It hasn't noticed you yet, but it will. And it's got, like, laser guns on it or something. You can't really tell. So, yeah, like, some sort of defense mechanism.
Can you hide us, Three?
Let me see.
With your mind?
She kind of closes her eyes, and then... the world goes kind of gray, and it actually seems like you guys are a little bit shrouded, you know. But you can't see it as well. But hopefully, it can't see you as well either. Maybe you blend in with the fog a little bit better. Big fucker. Rourke and Newton seem to want to advance on where the Mountain Kings landed. Do you want to go with them?
Sure.
All right. You're, you guys are sort of just fighting your way through the streets. You know, and there's still a whole lot of gunfire coming from the towers, and so they're mostly still pinned down on the at their landing. So there's only a few guys coming through the streets, and you dispatch them pretty easily. Meanwhile, you see you from your vantage point. You hear people sort of coming. From, like, you're in this little storefront shop building, and you hear coming up, you hear boots stomping up the street, sort of on the other side. You see, as coming past the storefront, you see Rikara being led at gunpoint by
Norville.
What do you do?
Theoretically,
I suspected that he was a traitor, but I did not think that he had the balls to do it. I'm coming for you, Rikara.
Agro? Are you just going to dive out of the building?
I'm going to seize my lord by force.
Okay, that works too. Do that.
Right. Pull my magnum successfully. 10 up.
Yep. Roll. So, two.
I take definite hold of him.
Rather, yeah.
Suffer a little harm, and this may impress and frighten my enemies. Do not take a step further.
So, here's what happens. You are going up against a gang, so this is going to be tough. You take a little harm. You have any armor? You don't have any armor.
Can I Indomitable? Right now? I don't know exactly what... you have it.
I think it's when you enter...
Yeah, is this entering battle, though?
Let me see what happens. So what you see is... they march you right up, and you see across the way from you the Mountain King and a bunch of his... biggest, toughest men. And the Mountain King is wearing a car and carrying a very large hammer. And you see him, and you hear Norval behind you chuckle. You think you were going to take him? And then all of a sudden, you feel the barrel of the gun drop away as he collapses, having been shot. Some of Norville's guys, but remember, Norville's gang is not all of Rikara's gang. Rikara's gang was sort of going with the flow because, well, what's the point? Mm-hmm. If the boss is going to die, then we don't want to die too. So, but at that point, some of them turn and some of Norville's guys turn and shoot at you.
Mm-hmm.
A little harm. Three harm takes you to 12, doesn't it? How do you feel about a debility?
Sure.
Why not?
I'll offer you... How about this? I'll offer you to go to 11, but you're knocked unconscious, and you're going to need... Now you take the debility. What is the debility you're taking?
Shattered. I am minus one cool.
Yeah. So... actually, that's perfect. The remnants of the plate glass window, which is partially boarded up in front of you, shatter, and shards of glass rain down on you, and it freaks you. You don't get cut badly, but it freaks you the fuck out, and you just go to ground. Rikara, you've just entered battle. Would you like to roll Indomitable?
Sure. So it's...
Plus hard. Bull high.
Oh, yeah.
13.
That's pretty high.
Read the move.
All right. When I go into battle, roll plus hard. On a 10+, hold 3.
Ugh.
I can spend the hold one for one to name an NPC within reach. Kill, disable, or disarm them. MC's choice. Name a character within my reach. I redirect their attack to another character within my reach, or to nowhere. Name a character in the scene but outside your reach. You cross the distance between you before they have the time to adjust or react. Name a character within your reach. While you keep fighting, you intercept any attack directed at them and they suffer no harm. Ignore all harm to yourself from an incoming attack.
Would you like to spend any of that now? Actually, let's hold this. Let's hold this scene.
Okay.
Okay.
Just tell me when you want it.
Yeah. There's a short lull in the gunfire, after which, you know, Rourke and Newton sort of want to move towards, again, move down towards the thing. But something is sort of niggling at the back of your mind. Just as you put up the shield, there something in the real world disturbs you. So you can open your eyes and see the real world, and who do I want this to be? Somebody's gonna bust in and mess with you, but I have to figure out who it is. I can't decide if it's
could be gnarly.
Could be Kettle.
I'm actually thinking it could be the that's interesting. No, I want it to be the kids. I want it to be little Kettle's friends. It's either that or the Mountain King's men.
You took leadership in the gang.
They come in and they were like, "Little Kettle, we were looking. What the hell are you doing to him?"
He's helping.
With what?
Saving us all. Now go away and don't let anyone else in here. I need all the concentration I can.
Now remember, these are kids of Rourke's men, not Gnarly's men. That's relevant here. You don't have a whole lot of sway over them. Let's see who these people are.
Little or Kettle?
No.
Little Rourke.
Russian nesting dolls.
Throshka Kettle.
Little Joe's girl.
Joe's girl's stepson.
Joe's girl's stepson's Kettle.
It's just a pot. But it gets a name anyway.
Big ears.
Stinky Hooch and Wire.
What? Stinky Hooch.
Stinky.
That's a terrible
Hooch
name for
and Wire. Are all there? Stinky is
Hooch's name for what his mother tried to call pregnant.
It's obvious.
Stinky.
Stinky is like a kind of gawky teen with like straw blonde hair, and he's always a little sweaty. You know what I mean? Hooch is
Dolph Ziggler.
Hooch is she is 16 and hot, and Wire is sort of short and broad, and he always wears sunglasses even inside, and he's so Stinky's got a small caliber handgun, as Hooch has got like a little Saturday Night Special, and Wire has his signature length of like wire, which is why they call him that, evidently.
So I don't know that it'll actually become relevant, but I did ding a little while ago and I went ahead and advanced the other four moves because Eliza doesn't really have much else to do.
Okay.
You don't want a new playbook or anything, man.
actually, Big Fucker. They're advancing on you, and you have to use half of your concentration to keep the machine running, and so you sort of can only open your eyes halfway, and you're just like trying to reason with them. What are you saying to them?
Little Kettle and Three are helping me with something really important, and if you mess with them, you could hurt them. If you guys could keep anyone else from coming in here, I still haven't got a fucking door up, and...
We want you to stop... Wire's like, we want you to stop doing whatever you... You're, like, doing something weird to his brain or something.
No, he's helping keep Three and me stable. And...
Why would he do that? What...
If
and he's like and why disconnect, Wire goes up to and reaches for,
can I try and seduce or manipulate? Or no?
Do you want to?
I was just gonna say I have a fuck move.
Something. You just had this really bad feeling and decided you needed to be somewhere else.
Yeah. Now for this move, I've got to know. Does this, like, plot-wise, it just somehow get here, or is this, like, you know, Star Trek The Next Generation style, Q-dropping naked onto the deck of the starship?
I think you just show up.
Okay.
I think you have teleportation.
All right.
You hear
this character.
Oh, yeah!
The door bursts open. Do you actually have one yet?
No.
We don't have a door.
Yeah, there is no door. That's part of the problem.
There are fucking beads!
The beads are torn off their string and just all over the floor. And Big Fucker's there in the doorway. Yeah, I think if you wanted to do anything, you'd have to act under fire to avoid breaking your concentration and screwing up the machine.
No, if Big Fucker's here, everything's fine. I'll go back. That'll be good. Get these kids
kill
out of
children.
Here before they hurt Three or Kettle.
Eliza closes her eyes again. Three, who has this really look of concentration on her face, she kind of smiles. And then the three of them spin around, and you're there.
Mr. Nanny.
I've got an assault rifle, too.
Yeah. You give up the crowbar.
What the fuck are you doing? I don't actually do that because I would drop my assault rifle.
They got Little Kettle.
Yeah.
She's fucking with it. She's doing something creepy to him.
Or, you know, you could stop and, you know, fucking think about the situation for a second and stop and consider to think that maybe there are bigger things in you. And maybe Little Kettle figured that the fuck out and maybe he's trying to help us. Unlike you, you worthless little shit of a cunt of a... I can't think of a third word. I'm so pissed off at you guys right now. Why are you even here?
Well, we're looking for Little Kettle.
Yeah, and he's fine. He's actually doing something useful with his life right now. Okay? So just leave us the fuck alone.
Is that go aggro or is that seduce or manipulate?
Seduce or manipulate.
Are you actually willing to shoot them?
Actually, it's a go aggro. I am willing to shoot them in this situation because they had their hands ready to. And that could really hurt someone.
Everyone.
10.
Okay. So they can either do it or suck it up. Ooh. Fine. Just don't shoot. We're leaving. They kind of like sidle around you, and better not do anything to him.
We're not gonna do anything to him.
He'll be fine. He is fine. Fine forever.
Meanwhile, up top. So yeah, you are now facing off against the Mountain King, with some of your guys, most of your guys not mutinying anymore. Some of your guys thinking about whether or not they should do so, which side to take, and a few of Norval's men just running away because, well, you know. But you still got a decent number of dudes there. What do you want to do?
I suppose Alpha Strike him.
You're spending hold.
I want to spend a hold to close the distance and spend a hold to put my sword right through the one place that is open to kill him.
This night. I would suggest spending your last hold not to take any harm while you do this.
Yeah.
Okay. Because otherwise, you're going to take like 7 arm.
Yep.
Actually, no. You probably after you kill them, you wouldn't. So yeah. So here's the thing. You've got two gangs staring each other down. Mountain King's men ready to open fire, and probably starting to open fire. He's standing there with his giant maul. And do you want to describe this cinematically, or do you want me to fill in some detail here?
I
think this is.
I can describe it, and then you can fill in detail.
Okay, go ahead.
Like you have something more exciting to say.
Go ahead. No, do it. Do it.
All right. So I produce a cutscene with this power.
this power is a cutscene. Go ahead.
Yeah. So we're standing there across from each other, and I'm just staring them down, and they're staring me down, and then I pull out my sword. And I start running at the Mountain King. And then everybody starts shooting. And
bullets are flying.
Bullets are going everywhere.
And, like, stuff kicking up by your feet.
But none of them hit me.
But none of them hit you.
And then I leap onto the Mountain King and grab him by the fender.
I just want to say, before this happens, he's ready for you. He takes a swing. He comes down, and you jump. He comes out, and he's boom, and you jump over. Spring off of his arms and up onto him.
Sounds good.
And then you just...
So I'm like standing on his collarbone
of his
armor and shove my sword straight down into it.
And then there's this moment where you're standing atop the Mountain King. Sword plunged through his neck hole into his armor. And then he kind of...
I think he should die standing.
Well, I'm saying he rocks a little bit, falls to his knees. You still standing on his shoulders, and because of the because he's still got the maul like propped up under his things. He's just standing there like he's just his lifeless body on his knees, propped up against the shaft of his maul, with you standing on his shoulders. Would you like to say anything?
Kapla! Challenge him to single combat.
I would like to say something.
I defer to Sadiq.
Bow before your new master, Kurz, or suffer his wrath. Towering presence.
Yes.
Sufficient. Okay. As it is a 10.
What are their options?
Take a forward against them in addition to this. They do it, following my orders and not shooting me. They freeze and don't shoot me. They back away, hands where you can see them, and don't shoot me. Or they shoot me.
I think there's a combination of all the things but shooting you. I think a number of them fall to their knees. I think a number of them just stand staring. I think a few of them run away. But I think the vast majority of them just are either standing or bowing. Back in the maelstrom. Now that you're able to give your full focus to it, you see lights starting to flash on this thing. So,
lights are coming on.
Lights are coming on, and, turrets are swiveling, are starting to, and little radar dish things are starting to, you can see the thing sort of powering up.
All right, are we anywhere near close enough to get aboard?
Well,
the French guy thought you should.
Yeah, the French guy actually wanted you to sort of get aboard or make contact with it. The British guys who you're listening to just wanted you to blast the damn thing.
Yeah.
But one of the radar dishes sort of well, you can't hear it because it's in space. Well, maybe in the maelstrom you can hear it. The light starts to flash, and then guns start to swivel. The carriage comes up onto a platform. And, you know, so you guys can pile out now if you want to. But the thing is now seeing you as tracking you, and it's starting to bring weapons to bear.
Yeah, I didn't really think about having a weapon. Might have been good.
You've got one. She's got a name, though.
Yeah. Well, three, you have any ideas? Can you hurt it?
She goes like this, and she sort of, like, her eyes closed, and she's like... But before anything can happen, a cutting laser just... I think you need to... You act under fire, and that fire is... Somebody gets hit.
Fire is... Weird.
It's intense.
10. Right. Like, as it starts moving, I can see what arc is going to be. I, like, push Norman forward so that he stumbles and the beam goes right where he was standing.
Oh, okay.
See how you like it.
Thanks, boss, I guess. Shit. And then, you know, he's, you know, and it's, it, the thing is, like, blasting away sections of this platform, and the whole thing is starting to shudder. But three is like, and you see sort of this ball of energy coalescing in front of her. She's like, she says to you, I think I can blast it, but I think there's going to be some blowback too.
All right, well,
help me. Can help me.
I'll do what I can.
So I think you sort of what do you, like, grab her shoulders?
Sure,
or something like that. And you can feel the energy she's putting into it. You think you could actually do some of that too?
Sure. I will give her my strength.
Alright, and because the you see the, what would you say Eliza has a signature color? No,
I don't think so.
To say that the ball was originally blue and now it's bright yellow and it's getting
I think we did say that, like, the people tend to be bluish rather than green when we were talking about it originally, like Matrix like, but
this is gonna be a seize by force. I think you're gonna have to help her.
Okay.
Fire this thing. And Norman sort of moved in front of you guys to sort of shield you a little bit. I think that's really gonna be it. I think why don't you roll seize by force?
That's bad news. Be a 5. I've got no hard.
A cutting laser comes across at the last second, and Norman bumps you guys aside and jumps in the way and is cut in half. He immediately sort of disappears into a puff of smoke, or a puff of like little confetti glitter, like, and you guys lose the charge. That drained you a lot, though. Do you want to try again? Tree's like, I don't think I could do that many more times.
I think we've got to do it once. We've got to do it fast before that laser can charge up again.
Okay. Well, then you're acting under fire, and the fire is you can't control it.
Okay.
You're too drained.
Please tell me that's a 6.
Yes.
All right. So that's an 11.
Okay. You guys charge the thing up again, and the thing is bringing its guns around to bear on you again. Gonna have to make that roll again.
Seize by force. All right. There we go. That's an eight.
Each
time.
So pick two.
I think inflict terrible and suffer a little harm.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
You want it done, you're going to have to seize definite hold of it.
Okay. Then, take definite hold and inflict terrible harm.
I think that's what you need. So, here's what happens. The ball blasts out into a beam of radiant energy, yellow energy like the color of the sun. It strikes the thing, and the thing just explodes. It's so bright that even in your mind's eye it leaves after images. And there's a giant expanding fireball, and it's going to cook you and three. You have a choice here. It's not Three's day to die. This would hurt her a lot. The other option is you can throw yourself over her and protect her.
Yep. I'll swing her around so the blast hits me in the back.
What are you at?
Six.
Take four harm, armor piercing.
Can I take a debility?
Do you have one that applies in this situation?
It seems a little...
It'd be broken, maybe.
Yeah.
Or shattered.
Yeah, broken or shattered.
Probably
not
crippled.
Disfigured. It's kind of actually shattered seems appropriate, even though you don't roll cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I will take shattered. That stops me at nine, right?
Yep. Make the harm move.
Okay. So plus four.
Yep.
Eight. Lose footing, lose grip on whatever you're holding, lose track of someone or something you're attending to, or miss noticing something important.
Okay, this is what happens. You take the full brunt of it. You are completely blinded. It sort of racks your entire body. You are in the most excruciating pain, and it's entirely within your head. And this is what Three must have felt when she went into the eye before. You know how she came up like badly burned, but not really.
Yeah,
yeah. If you have no idea how she made it through and retain all of her sanity, she must be a very strong person. The thing is that one thing you noticed was then the laser cut Norm to shreds. There was that little like the silver confetti sort of stayed sort of partially coalesced into it didn't completely disperse, but in the explosion you completely lose track of whatever was left of Norman. In the real world, the machine explodes, sending you and Three flying. You see the following thing happen. You see Little Kettle collapse into a heap. You see three basically almost forcibly ejected from this machine. She stumbles across and slides across the floor, and then the machine explodes, and Eliza goes sprawling out onto the floor. And there's this sort of, you know, there's a bright flash of the explosion, and you blink your eyes. Her hair has gone completely white, and her skin looks pink and raw all over the exposed skin of her body looks pink and raw. You know, in addition to the back of her, like, lab attire being singed.
So, like a huge dose of, like, ultraviolet light or something, okay.
And she is unconscious, completely out. Above, topside, there is there's sort of partial cloud cover that came across. So, you know, sometimes when it's that sort of really thin stratus cloud where you can sort of see the sun through the clouds. There's another ball of light that appears that's brighter than the sun. And you see it flares, and the light is almost like it's almost blinding for a second. Like everything is lit up as you're standing there on top of the mountain cane. Everything is almost lit in like just like as if a camera flash went off for a few seconds. And as you look up, there's this sort of circular wave of like a shock wave that's pushing all of the clouds aside and leaving mostly blue sky, but with this, like, red trailing streamers of, like, exploded something up there. You know, little bits of it raining down and, like, sending streaks across the sky as it re-enters the atmosphere. You know, people are looking up, and they're like, you know, the sun is back out and bright, and somebody gets it in their head to cheer, and then other people are cheering, and then, you know, like, there's all this commotion and celebration, and, like, Rourke approaches you under flag of truce, and he's like, what's this?
My phone, sorry.
He says, so, does this mean the war is over?
You need fear no harm from me. Or my men.
I was hoping that would be the case. So, where does that leave Sunktown?
Out of the hands of the Mountain King for now.
Do you lay claim here?
I do not.
He flips up his visor, and he's sort of like,
unless you want it.
Perhaps someday. But for now, a truce?
Indeed.
And I think I think we can roll credits unless anyone wants a. All right.
That maybe, works surprisingly maybe. Well.
During the credits, cut back to Skullhead, where Twice is very definitely back off the wagon, and there are many many rounds in Balls's name.
Twice drinking with White's dudes.
Yes.
Somewhere in it.
Probably. Do you want to have like a... Oh, here's the thing. So during the closing credits, do any of you, like... Why don't you each, like... So we're going to cut to a shot of your character doing something. Who wants... Like a fiasco game. Who wants to go first?
I just did.
Okay, yeah. So we have Twice.
For Boo... Somewhere, you know, like in my tent, happily putting on gloves, diving deep into a monster's pelvis.
I like it.
White looks around for absinthe in the celebration, and where she was standing at the window, finds a note.
and just stands there reading it. And then she's speeding off into the distance with her speedboat.
Into the sunset, even. Because exactly. There is one now.
Yeah.
First person to do it in a while. Sadiq and Big Fucker are at a bar with each an arm around the other. Those Sadiq's sort of like this. They're raising up glasses. They're totally wasted. They're having a great time.
And at some point, you know, sitting over a makeshift gross little cot, watching over Eliza, trying to make sure everything is okay, keep her comfortable.
I guess Eliza comes to... Did it work? Was it good?
No, we're all dead, and everyone...
Oh, shut up, Dad! And she gives you a big hug.
If you still want to leave, I'll go.
No, I'll stay. Things are good.
Yay! And she hugs you, too. And Rikara.
No, he already had his thing.
Oh, okay.
And at the bottom.
Last word of the campaign. Indeed.
Indeed. All right, well.
Of the ocean swamp.
Man of many words.
A burnt corpse cracks a smile.
So, good game, guys?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.